Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How did everything go, your summer?
It was great. Downtime. It was great. Enjoyed my summer, enjoyed my daughter, my wife. Golfed a lot, trained a lot. You know, my goal is to get down to under a 10 handicap before the season. Got to a 9.5, so I'm pretty happy about it. So, yep, appreciate it.
Emmanuel was just talking about that play that Josh threw to Cole. I think you and Micah were kind of on the back end there. I mean, just how well is the offense kind of performing so far in these first two games?
They look good, man. Look like they haven't missed a beat, you know. Josh out there commanding the offense. I mean, obviously you got Diggs, Emmanuel, Cole Beasley out there, Gabe. You know, those guys are really taking over, and it's fun to watch, and it's fun to compete against. You know, it's only going to make us better.
What do you see from Emmanuel, what he's added, just and what his abilities are, even at his age?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, being in the league as long as he has and had the success that he has, but just as a person, he's got, I mean, he plays, and I played against him, he plays with a lot of heart. He's a dog out there on the football field. I mean, he's not the biggest guy out there, and he's probably not the strongest guy out there, but he's going to go out there and he's going to compete every day, and he's going to give it his best, and a lot of 50-50 balls he's going to come down with, and, you know, he's going to go out there and talk his mess, and that's who he is, and, you know, we're excited to have him on the Bills.
How about your warm-up drill?
Oh, go ahead.
He likes to talk?
Of course. I mean, this is the NFL, you know, and, you know, wide receivers too, especially. But, you know, it's all competitive. You know, he caught some balls today, spinning in front of guys. That's what you like to see, man. I mean, obviously, you know, not on our end, but at the same time, you know he has that dog inside him. So we're happy to have him on the team.
We saw your warm-up drill. Mm-hmm. Did you get enough chance to show off your baseball abilities, or did you need more time?
I probably needed a little bit more time. I was a little rusty, I think, turning two over there. But, you know, we just try to work on a little hand-eye coordination, just some pre-practice stuff that you know, just get our eye training going and get our minds going. And, you know, it's always fun to see Tre'Davious try out there to go play some baseball.
How does that come about? Is that through the coaching? Do you guys suggest things like that, or how does that work?
That one really just came about. I don't know how that one came about, but we've always done the tennis ball drills. I think since Mike and I were here our first year, we've always I remember at St. John Fisher, Bobby, our safeties coach, I don't even know if he made up the drills himself, but it just kind of became a thing that we had always done. Just like I said, training our eyes, training our mind, and hand-eye coordination, you know, because a lot of times you're not really sometimes you got to look back at the ball and the ball is going to be right there, and being able to catch the ball, you know, as it gets there. So a lot of the stuff you saw, the training off the wall, and then kind of add a little fun to it, trying to make some double plays out there. Shout out to Blue Jays if you're watching, man, you know what I'm saying?
where were you last week working on baseball?
South Florida. Yep, Fort Lauderdale.
You just started golfing like 2 years ago.
I did. I actually started golfing right when COVID happened. Golf was really one of the only things that you're able to do down there in South Florida. I was terrible shooting 100, 110s, but never took a lesson. And, you know, I just really – golf was kind of the thing that I believe saved my life. You know, I stopped drinking. A lot of you guys know that story. Golf was something that I was able to go do and kind of get away from everything and – you know, be myself and have my own thoughts. And, you know, I started kind of taking it pretty serious, and I wanted to be good at it. And I'm not saying I'm that good at it, but, you know, I'm shooting low 80s now. I have handicap 9.5, so I enjoy it. I enjoy golfing.
Handicap's a 9.5. You don't have to be that humble. I think there's some people under this tent that might be offended by saying 110 is terrible. Yeah.
That's all right. Chipping and putting. That's the main thing, chipping and putting.
We heard Micah speak about the additions that Brandon made to this defense this offseason? What's been your impressions of some of these new guys so far and what they can do for you guys on the back end?
I mean, man, you saw what Boogie did today, making the pick six, a huge play that kind of really jumped off the rest of the plays in practice. Saran had a big play. JT had a big play. And you know, obviously Greg, man, he's just so tall, so long, and he gets off the ball so fast. Those guys, they just came in and had been ready to work. And they're taking it all in, listening to the coaching, listening to the vets. You know, Greg and I had some real good conversations on the field that, you know, I know I'm learning. I'm able to trust him. You know, he's going to listen to me, and he, you know, and we're going to hear each other out. And it's been fun to be a part of, and I'm excited to see those guys grow.
You know, maybe expanding a little bit more on your thoughts on that play by Boogie and just what you've seen from him so far in this early stage.
Man, just his athleticism, his ability to come off the ball, his work habits. And, you know, I mean, guys that Brandon and Sean bring in here, and Terry, I mean, those are the type of guys that they bring in here. So, it's, you know, you kind of expect nothing less from guys like that. And so just to see him come in here, see all of them really come in here and embrace their roles, not even just them, even some of the guys who third, fourth round picks, sixth round picks, some of the free agents that came in here, they really embrace, you know, being here, being part of the Bills and you know, trying everything they can to earn the trust in the coaches and their teammates.
Jordan, you mentioned Beasley's catch at practice today, but Isaiah McKenzie also had some pretty good grabs today. Yeah. It seems like that room is so stacked, but Isaiah McKenzie always finds a way to show up and make his presence known. How is he someone that's hard to defend in this offense?
Yeah, I mean, apparently he's the face of the team from what he said yesterday, but no, dude, I mean, just a guy, yeah, you guys saw that. A guy in the slot who's able to make guys miss when he catches the ball, and he's so shifty, he's so quick, and believe it or not, he's actually pretty intelligent. So he's able to go out there and read coverages and you know, run his choice routes, run his option routes. And, you know, he's a fun player to watch. You know, he's out there talking a lot of mess, and, you know, it's always fun to compete against him. Like, we hate when he catches the ball, but, you know, he's a great player for us.
When did he say that?
Say it again?
When did he say
it? I'm pretty sure I saw that on the Bills story yesterday. He came out and he was like, yeah, Isaiah McKenzie on the face of the franchise, this side of the other. So that's what it is.
You mentioned a couple of times the guys have said about guys who talk. Like, who doesn't talk at a wide receiver?
Gabe doesn't say a whole lot. Gabe just goes out there and just does what he's supposed to do. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, everybody's different. You know, guys going to go out there and, you know, we're competing at a high level every single day. And so, you know, the juices are flowing. You make a big play, you know, you almost feel like you want to say something to the guy who you're going against. It's just, that's just – For as long as I've played football, that's just kind of what it's always been, you know. And, yeah, that's just does that answer your question?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to ask you about Saran. He made a couple plays out there today. This guy's moved. He's played safety. He's played corner. It's hard to get on the field with this group, but he does everything he can to be so versatile. How much does that mean for you guys?
Man, Saran has grown so much since he's came here, since his rookie year. He's learned so much about the game of football, and, you know, these coaches have learned to put trust in him to be able to go out there and do his job. And so, like I said, to see him have the success that he's going to continue to have, I mean, I always tell him, Saran, you might be the most gifted athlete that I have ever seen. You know, just his ability to run, jump, hit, you know, and obviously you saw today make plays on the football. And so I'm excited to continue to see Saran grow and find his way within our team and find his role on the team this year. He's going to continue to make plays on special teams, and, you know, he'll come in on when we need him on defense and do what Saran does.
I don't want to get too much comparing, but can you sense an energy that maybe is not typical for this early in a camp?
Yeah, like I said, today's practice, I mean, it was competitive out there. I don't know if you guys watched the entire practice, but it was probably, I mean, it was exciting to be a part of again, to compete again at a high level. I mean, even yesterday, first day, but the first day is always the first day, but coming out second day after, you know, you might be tired, you might be this, that, or the other. You got, you know, a bunch of excuses to not have that energy, but guys on both sides of the football brought the energy, offense making plays, defense making plays, and that's only going to make us better as a football team, is going out there and competing good on good every single day. So, you know, we all have a goal, you know, and that's just continue to get better every day. Coach always mentioned Kaizen, just continuous growth, and that's our goal.
What have you noticed about, there's a lot of young cornerbacks, few rookies, undrafted guys. What have you noticed about some of those young cornerbacks?
Yeah, I mean, guys are smart, man. This isn't an easy defense to learn, especially, you know, one at safety and then at corner, too. And, you know, like I said, guys are embracing the roles. I was here this morning 7:15, seeing guys early, speaking with coaches. And so to see those guys out there competing every day, you know, the one-on-ones today, I mean, they look like, you know, those guys have been in the league for a little while now. And so obviously a lot of work to be done. But, you know, those guys have really, really stepped up and embraced being part of this family.
Knowing the expectations for this team and also the fact that it's only day two, how do you kind of balance where you're at and where you want to go?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to obviously balance on day two. But, you know, like I said earlier, just that Kaizen growth, and we got to go watch the tape and figure out, you know, it wasn't a perfect practice by any means. But like I said, the energy was there, and you could feel that, you know, guys want to go out there and guys want to compete at a high, high level. You know, guys still had that bad taste in their mouth from the AFC Championship game. And, you know, everything's got to be earned this year. Nothing's going to be given to us. Just because we were there last year doesn't mean we're going to get a free pass there this year. And so you got to work extremely hard to get there. And, you know, guys understand that. And you know, it's just fun to be a part of.
What went into your decision to sign with Avalon Sports? It feels like this past offseason there's just been a way more concerted effort to kind of build your brand off the field, more so than we've seen in years past.
Yeah, so actually there's not – I mean, Lorenzo reached out to me, Lorenzo Alexander, you know, and he's like, Poe, you know, you going into year nine, man, like, you know, what you doing off the field type stuff? And, you know, I said, oh, you know, I got some stuff going here and there. He's like – I got this company, you know, they want to reach out to you and see if they can help you. And, you know, I sat down with Daver and sat down with, you know, the manager of Avalon Sports and sat down with Pat, and they kind of sat me through. And I told them the type of stuff that I wanted to be able to do and, you know, how I wanted to present my brand. And I mean, those guys went to work right away. I got the documentary that I put out in Astoria, Oregon. Actually, it came out on the last Saturday, and it's going to be out in Buffalo. We're going to have it out in Buffalo at a theater on the 4th of September. I actually haven't seen it yet. He won't let me see it, but you know, man, they just been going to work, and I'm extremely happy that I signed with them. Extremely happy that Lorenzo reached out to me, and it's been nothing but, you know, great success, and I'm excited to continue to work with them.
You talk to Lorenzo often? What's that relationship?
I do. It's awesome, man. He's one of the players that I've learned to. I feel like I can tell him anything, regardless of if we agree or disagree. And he's always going to be straight up with me. And he's someone that I trust. You know, I was going through a lot back in the days, and I was able to tell him some things, and, you know, he guided me in the right direction. So, you know, when he reached out to me, it was really no question. You know, it wasn't like he was trying to persuade me. But, you know, he's just somebody who I look up to as an older player, and, you know, someone who I kind of want to model my life after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!